I was in my office, and my wife and I worked there at 11:30 last night. We were there, we worked until 11:30 on I was working on this 14B report.
Well, the first thing I wanted to do was tell you, and then I told Arthur Goldberg and Leroy Collins, and I think they called for you since
you did the greatest job that's ever been done in a tough labor case in my knowledge.
Well,
you were wonderful, Mr. President. I told McPherson this morning, I said, sometime when you can get his ear for 30 seconds. Mansfield made a great speech night before last, and I backed him up on the floor of the Senate. And I got several calls from people that were involved in this thing that thought maybe we might have been a little helpful. We hope so.
Well,
but you and Connor and Wirtz did this job. It was wonderful.
You not only helped when you started, you brought them down. We carried out your recommendation, did just what you said. We've done it, and I said so to all of them last night. Both of them, when they were committed, I said it over television. And I said it to everybody this morning. I called George Meany, and I called Roger Blough.
Oh, you're welcome.
I thank both of them. The funniest thing about it was the attitude they had about their country when they left. They were not hating, and they were not bitter and mean with each other.
That's because of you, I tell you.
No, it's because I sent the men up there to start it, and we brought them down there and just didn't let the lobbyists for either side run things up there in Pittsburgh.
Is it good? Now, please get some relaxation this weekend. I want you to let down.
I'm going to. I'm here at the ranch, and I haven't even gotten on my robe, and I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate what you've done.
You're wonderful. I talked to McPherson this morning, and I told him to just tell you to give me the instructions on the home rule thing, and I'll carry them out to the letter, whatever it is you want done.
Wonderful, wonderful victory.
Terrific. Just terrific.
Get you to do though. Somebody wants to do these mean things like you did in bringing them to Washington the other day. And old Leroy Collins told me this morning and said, I won't tell you now. Said, this man, I got a different impression what some of these things I've read, but watching him, said, he's his country means everything. And what he's bringing on you. But you're going to say, some of them are going to have to, that the day come we live in the 20th century,
right,
that the people have got independence in the world and they've got dignity, and the three Johns just keep carrying the 18th century into the 20th, and John Bell Williams, and John Macmillan, and John somebody else, there's three of them over there, John Dowdy of Texas,
yeah.
he's a snuff dipper,
yeah,
from deep east Texas, and those three Johns have been trying to direct the destinies of a million people in the greatest capital in the world, and the time's come when you just oughtn't have to go to Athens, Texas, or down to this little town in South Carolina, or to John Bell Williams in Mississippi to find out what you can do in the capital of the greatest nation in the world. And you know personally against them, but that they can't do it. And I'm running Jimmy Ford and these Republicans running the king. Now they got a deal. Howard Smith made a deal with Jimmy Ford on voters' rights, and I had to beat him on that. Now they got the same deal there, the same kind they had when I used to come to the Senate when Captain Russell ran the whole Senate.
We're going to work on it.
We can smoke them out, and just the three Johns. The three Johns are just, they all personally, but we just can't have the firms of a million people in the capital of the world. We can't have that kind of image where South Carolina and deep east Texas and Mississippi are.
You send up the instructions. Nobody will know where they come from, and I'll do anything I can. And I very quickly say to you, I've had a couple of wonderful talks with Goldberg, and I'm at his service too, and he knows that anything I can do, we're going to do this together, and I'm at his service.
He knows, and we're going to get the job done on the world picture just like we're here.
I absolutely think so.
And I want you to have an education. I'm awful proud about that.
We did. It was wonderful, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. I told him I introduced a bill when I came to the Senate many years ago where we had a loan fund for students, kind of an FHA, and nobody paying attention to it. I said, now, when you think about this man reporting unanimously in 1973, and that's Stennis and that's Eastland, I've forgotten who the third one was, but there were only three senators against that whole damn bill.
Thurman.
Thurman.
Think
about it. And Trio. On my little bill 10 years ago.
I made a speech about that after we passed it. Somebody ought to tell you about it. I talked about what you did for that bill, and I said it was your bill. You were responsible for it. You ought to get that speech and just for relaxation, read it.
You know what we're going to do, don't you? I'm going to give a number.
Right?
I'm going to give a number, and we're going to have a dinner. Either a lunch or a dinner in the White House dining room, and we're going to get the leaders from all over America in this field.
Right.
And then we're going from the dinner. We'll take you and the house boys and all these higher education people, the great ones in the nation. Then we're going into the East Room for an evening ceremony signing it.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right, well, I'm at your service. Now, please get some relaxation.
Will you?
Go on out and take a look at that good bull. I'm showing mine up at the State Fair right now.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you.
See you. Good luck.